ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् ॐ टुडे ऐ विल् गिव् यू ए समरी आफ् दि 10th चाप्टर् आफ् दि गीता. The 10th chapter of the Gita, by its position, is occurring in the Madhyama Shatkam of the Gita. If you remember, the first 6 chapters of the Gita are called Prathama Shatkam. The first section consisting of 6 chapters, then from the 7th to the 12th chapter we call Madhyama Shatkam, the middle section, and the last 6 chapters together called Charama Shatkam or the final section. And I had told you that in the Prathama Shatkam, the nature of the jiva, the individual, is highlighted. In the Madhyama Shatkam, that is the middle section, the nature of God or Ishvara is highlighted. And in the Charama Shatkam, the essential oneness of jiva and Ishvara, jiva Ishvara swarupa aikyam, is predominantly discussed, I had said, which means in the Madhyama Shatkam Lord Krishna is concentrating on Ishvara swarupam, so that we will have a clear knowledge regarding the nature of God. And Lord Krishna started this topic from the very 7th chapter itself, and he has been gradually developing it, and the culmination will come in the 12th chapter of the Gita. And in all the scriptures, the general definition given to God is Ishwaraha Jagat Karanam, the Lord is the creator of the world. The Lord is the maker of the world. In Sanskrit, we use the expression Karta. Karta means creator. That's why in Christianity also Lord is addressed Karta ve, or ve podra tharada. Karta means the creator. And when we learn that God is the maker or creator of this universe, naturally we conceive of that Lord in our own way. So we get the first concept of God based on this definition. What definition? God is the maker or creator. And when I know God as the creator, what will be my concept of God? How will I conceive? The first problem that we find here is, generally, whenever we see a product, any created product, we do not see the creator anywhere around. This is the first problem that we face. The created product is visible and I am not able to see the creator. I know this mic has a maker, but I am not seeing the maker around. I know the desk has a creator, but I don't see the creator around. I know this hall has a creator, I don't see the creator around. Therefore, generally, the creator is not perceived, the creator is inferred. Creator is not perceived, but creator is inferred. Therefore, Ishvara, in my concept, is Anumita Swarupaha. Anumita Swarupaha means what? The Lord is not perceived by me, but Lord is inferred by me. And since the Lord is not perceived but inferred, the Ishvara that I conceive of is Paroksha Ishvaraha, not an Paroksha Ishvaraha, not Pratyaksha Ishvaraha. Appo modalla enna nenachikirena, oru Ishvaran iruka. And அந்த ஈஸ்வரன் பக்கத்தில் எங்கும் காணும், அண்ட் எங்கையோ அவர் இருக்கார். So therefore, concept number one, he is inferred. Concept number two, he is a remote, not anywhere around. And since Ishvara is the creator, only inferred and not seen around, the nature of God, I do not know, therefore I have to only imagine. So what will be the nature of the creator of this mic? Since I don't see the creator of mic, I have to only visualize, imagine. Therefore the creator has what nature? Kalpa. Kalpita rupam, kalpitam nanartam, imagine. I know this hall has a creator, but how he looks like, I can only imagine. I know all of you have got great grandfathers, doubt e kadaiyadhu enakku, but how your great grandfather looks like, I have to only imagine. Often not only I have to imagine, even you have to imagine, you don't see around. And therefore, Ishvara has got a nature which is imagined by me. So, Ishvaraha is Anumitaha, Ishvara is Parokshaha, and Ishvara is Kalpita Rupaha of an imagined form. And if I have to imagine the form of Ishvara, what will be my imagination? Suppose I have to imagine the creator of this desk. I am not, I know he is a sentient living being. Isn't it? The creator of the desk is certainly a sentient living being. And I know that any animal does not have sufficient intelligence to conceive and create the dust, and therefore I imagine the creator of the dust as only a human being, because in my experience, human beings alone have sufficient intelligence conceive and create a product. And therefore, when I visualize or imagine a God, what type of form I will imagine? Certainly, a human form. Is it perceived form or imagined form? It is certainly an imagined form, because I don't see the creator around. And therefore, I have an idea of God as what? A very, very intelligent, human-like being. And since I know the intelligence of the creator God must be much, much, much higher. Because an ordinary human being can create only ordinary things. Since God has created the whole universe, his intelligence must be much, 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 much greater. Therefore, in my imagination, how to put extra intelligence? You may add a few more heads. That is the only thing you can do. Because one head has got one unit of intelligence. Bhagavan must have several units. Therefore, draw head o head all over. Inda pakka oru nooru head podu. Andha pakka oru nooru head. Because omniscient. Similarly, you want to imagine the Lord as very, very powerful, because the Lord has created not an ordinary desk or an ordinary mic or fan or hall, but the entire cosmos. Therefore, the power must be infinite. And how do you imagine infinite power? Add a few more hands. Anjikai, but anjikai podamata, aarukai, multiples of two. So, 12 or 20 or 100. Thus, when I say God is the creator of the world, I only imagine a personal, intelligent God who is very, very similar to a human being. But I still don't know the details. Whether the Lord is black or white. Nare colors irukko illaya. Yellow like Chinese, black like Negro, white like the Westerners, or rendungattan like us. What is the complexion of God? Whether Lord is male or female, aduvare tagararu. All I have to imagine. So it is a very, very confused concept of God. And to get some help, I look into the scriptures. The confusion only increases, because instead of one form, the scriptures give many forms. Rama form, Krishna form, Shiva form, Vishnu form. So still my confusion is, okay, there is a God, an inferred God, an omniscient, omnipotent God, not anywhere around God, and that God must have some form like a human being. Which form is the form of God? Because there are so many gods mentioned in the scriptures, should I conclude that there are many gods? The scriptures say God is only, thank God, one. Illa avalukkulla chanda vandudum. So once I know that the creator God is only one, naturally the question will come, which one of the forms is the form of God? I cannot say all of them, because some description is that God is fair. In some description, God is black. Krishna is described as Meghashyamalaha. So black. Black enna Bhagavan Negro vana ku theriyadu. So therefore we get that description also. What varna I can take, what akara I can take. Then you have to assume that only one form is the real form of God, and the all other forms are only veshams. Like cinema actors, he has got one form of his own, and all other forms are veshams. Now the problem is, if Bhagavan has got only one form and all the others are only temporary veshams, what will be the question? What will be the question? Which one is the real form and which are vesham? If you ask a Vaishnavite, he will say, Vishnu form dam original, Shiva angra the version dam. You call a Shiva Bhakta, he will say, Shiva form is original, Vishnu is Vesha. If you ask a Devi Bhakta, rendum kadaiyadu, Devi form the original, idellam Vesham. Now my problem is what? what exactly is the form of God, because all of them are my imaginations, because I don't see the Lord around. And the scriptures point out that God darshanam, Ishvara darshanam alone gives you liberation, vare solrukar. Therefore, now I have to work for the Ishvara darshanam vare. So now I have got a serious anxiety. When will I see Lord Shiva? When will I see Lord Vishnu? Varuvara, varamatara? And if you read Puranas, they declare that some of the devotees had Rama darshanam. Thyagarajar patar Ramanai, Meera Krishnana patar. So now the question is, will I ever see the Lord? And if I don't see that Lord, will I get liberation? All these are various ideas hovering around in my mind. I only know this much, that there is God, but all other details are vago vague, full of vagueness. இப்படி இருப்பரா, அப்படி இருப்பரா, வருவாரா, வரமாட்டாரா, வந்தா போவரா, போமாட்டாரா? Because we are equally interested in his going back also. Because limited accommodation. சின்ன ஆத்த விஷயம் என்ன பண்றது? So Krishna wants to transform our concept of God. It is very good to know God as the creator, but if you have to progress further in your sadhana, you have to understand further regarding the nature of God. At present, God is inferred for you, God is remote paroksham for you, and God is kalpita rupaha of imagined form. And how to transfer this concept, that alone Krishna is trying in the Madhyama Shatkam of the Gita. And here Krishna says, if you understand God as only the creator of the world, your understanding is incomplete. If you know God as only the creator of the world, your understanding is incomplete. And as long as you have this incomplete understanding, you will always have confused ideas, vague ideas regarding God. And your sadhanas also will not be crystallized. It will be groping in darkness. And therefore, your understanding has to be enhanced. And how should we enhance? Krishna says, when you say God is the creator of the world, ask another question, what is the material out of which God created this world? As long as you don't ask this question, you will have confused understanding. When I say carpenter created the desk, I know wood is the material. When I say goldsmith created ornaments, I know gold is the raw material. And when I say God, who was only one God without a second thing, very important, ஏகம் ஏவ அத்விதீயம், அவர் மட்டும் இருந்தார் சொல்றது. So when God alone is there to create the world, what is the material out of which God created? Unless you ask this question and find out the answer, your concept of God will be immature and vulnerable to logical attack. And Krishna says, when you ask the question, what is the material out of which God made? The answer is what? God has to find the material also in himself. Because there is no other second material. God is not only the creator, God is also the material part. And therefore, God has two aspects. One is the Chetana aspect and the other is the Achetana aspect. The intelligence principle also must be God. The raw material principle also must be God alone. Thus God becomes a mixture of Chetana, Achetana Tattvam, which we saw in the 7th chapter as Para, Apara, Prakriti. He is matter and spirit put together is God. This is a very important breakthrough in the Vedic teaching. Once I know that Lord is the material out of which the creation has come, then we have to get some important corollaries. What is that? Once I know the material cause of the product, I know that the material cause is never away from the product. Material cause is never away from the product, just as gold is never away from ornaments, wood is never away from furniture, clay is never away from pots, karanam can never be away from karyam. So, the material cause is a perceived object or an inferred object. I have got the desk. And what is the material cause? Wood. Wood na infer pannanama, wood na perceive pannarena. Remember, the material cause need not be inferred. Material cause is very much perceived in the product. Therefore, Ishvara is never an inferred object, a remote object. Ishvara is a perceived object. Ishvara is never remote. Therefore, Ishvara is paroksham or pratyaksham. My concept has very much drastically changed. Ishvara is pratyaksha siddhaha. Ornament vechind gold darshanam eppa kadakkumo ketta enna solluvel ornament vechind gold darshanam eppa kadakkumo ketta enna solluvel asadu nu thana solluvel furniture vechind wood darshanam eppa kadakkumo ketta enna solluvom maramandai solluvom illayo potta vechind clay darshanam eppa kadakkumo ketta enna solluvom. Our answer is never work for clay darshanam, never work for wood darshanam. Wood or clay or gold are all the time pratyaksha siddha. Therefore, Ishvaraha pratyakshaha. When you say Ishvara is creator, Ishvara becomes paroksha. But when you say Ishvara is the very material out of which the creation has come, Ishvara becomes pratyaksham. Then the next question is, what is the form of Ishvara? If you ask what is the form of gold, what will be the answer? All the ornamental forms, bangle form, chain form, a ring form, all the ornamental visible forms are forms belonging to the gold alone. Therefore, the bangle form of gold is an imagined form or perceived form. Bangle form of gold is perceived form or imagined form. It is a perceived form. And therefore, Krishna says, all the forms of the products you get here, they are all the forms of God only, which you need not imagine, which are all the time available. Therefore, Ishvara doesn't have a kalpita rupam, Ishvara has got pratyaksha rupam. And what should I do? What tapas should I do to have Ishvara darshanam? Enna pannanam? Yathara nalaki nama japam pannanam? Yathara nalaki tapas pannanam? Krishna says the idea of striving for Ishvara darshanam is because of the incomplete knowledge of Ishvara. The very anxiety for Ishvara darshanam is born out of the incomplete understanding of Ishvara. And what is incomplete understanding? That you should understand completely. Ishvara is the creator is incomplete understanding. What is complete understanding? Ishvara is not only the creator, Ishvara happens to be the very material cause also. And once I have this complete understanding, I come to the conclusion that I need not be anxious for Ishvara darshanam, because I am all the time having Ishvara darshanam only. When I see bangle, I am having gold darshanam. When I am seeing chain, gold darshanam. Ring, gold darshanam. Sarvatra, gold darshanam only. And if at all I should be anxious, my anxiety should be what? O Lord, let me not forget the fact that the entire creation is your manifestation only. Inda vishayatta marakkappadadu solra prarthana da vaana marakkaradu tamil la use pannuvelo. Okay. So my only anxiety must be, O Lord, I should not forget the fact that whatever I am seeing is your form only. And this darshanam of Ishvara is called Vishwarupa Ishvara darshanam, Aneka Rupa Ishvara darshanam. And once I have this Ishvara darshanam, whatever glories I see in the creation, they all will remind me of the glories of Ishvara only. So thus, for a Vishwarupa Bhaktaha, Sarvatra Ishvara Vibhuti Darshanameva Bhavati. So for a Vishwarupa Bhakta, there is the appreciation of Ishvara's glory in everything. He does not require a miraculous event. Now, we are looking for miracles to take place. Somebody must be miraculously cured of a disease. Then alone we will appreciate Ishvara Vibhuti. Krishna says, you don't require miracles to appreciate Ishvara Vibhuti. Every event in creation is the glory of Ishvara. That I am able to open my mouth and talk is Ishvara Vibhuti, and that you are able to hear is Ishvara Vibhuti. Realization of the world, transformation of my perspective of the world. And what is the transformation? Instead of looking at the world as world, I should learn to look at the world as manifestations of Ishvara. Just as I don't forget the goldness when I am appreciating different ornaments. I appreciate the beauty of the ornament, but in the back of my mind, what is there? Gold, 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 adamarapenana. I never forget that. Similarly, I should not forget this fact. This transformation Krishna wants to bring right from the 7th chapter onwards, and in the Vibhuti Yoga also, the same idea is continued. And in the first 11 verses, Krishna gives the introduction to this idea, this definition of God. And what is the definition? As I said, don't say God is creator and stop. Say that God is the creator and also the material out of which the creation has come. And I gave you an example, not I gave you, the Upanishad gave an example which I reminded. What is the Upanishadic example? Yathornanabhisrijate grinnateta. Just as a spider is the intelligent cause of the web, and the spider finds the raw material also in itself, similarly Ishvara is both the para prakriti, the intelligent cause, and the apara prakriti, the material cause. And in Sanskrit we use the technical word abhinna nimitta upadana karanam. And Krishna said, not only the external world is my manifestation, maharshayas saptapurve chatvaro manavastatha, not only the external world is my manifestation, also the internal world of thoughts are my manifestation only. Just as during the dream, my own mind manifests as the chara achara swapna prapancha. What is the mountain? My own mind is the mountain in dream. That means I am the mountain. My mind means what? I am the mountain in dream. And if somebody is climbing the mountain, I am the climber also. And while climbing, if I drink water, I am the water also. Just as I myself manifest as everything in the dream world, similarly the Lord Himself is both Bahya and Antara Prapanchaha. And then Krishna said, those who appreciate this fact is a Virad Bhaktaha and or a Vishwarupa Bhaktaha. And for a Vishwarupa Bhakta, God is not in the temple alone. He sees the Lord everywhere. Aham sarvasya prabhavaha matta sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhavasamanvita machitta madgata pranaha bodhayanta parasparam. So when the Virat Bhakta looks at any head, he looks at the head of everyone as the head of the Lord only. All heads are Lord's heads. All hands are Lord's hands. So sahasra chirusha purushaha. So sahasra chirusha purushana enartham. Don't imagine there is a Vishnu standing there with many heads. Sahasra chirusha purushaha means what? All the heads that I see belong to the Lord. All the hands belong to the Lord. All the legs belong to the Lord. And therefore, anyone I see, my method of greeting is what? Not hi, hi. That's not my method of greeting. Not shaking the hand. So you do all those things for modern days. But our traditional method of greeting is Namaha Te. Your superficial form is different from mine, but behind your form is Ishvara, behind my form is Ishvara. Forms are many, Ishvara is one. Therefore, I say namaskaram to everyone, whatever be the character of the person. But But whatever be the form, I know that the one behind is Ishwaraha. Therefore, machittaha, madgata, pranaha, whatever they see as God. And most importantly, whatever experiences come in their life, they never resist. Whatever comes, comes from the Lord only. Mattaha sarvam pravartate. So, painful experience, God's gift. Pleasurable experience, God's gift. All are God's gift only. Iti matva vajante mam budhaha bhava samanvitaha machitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam kathayantascha man nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. Thus, in the introduction, Krishna talked about the Virat Swarupam and Virat Bhakti. And then Krishna also said, those people who remain in the Vishwarupa Bhakti, after some time, they will transcend the Vishwarupam also and ultimately come to Nirguna or Arupa Ishwaraha. So, the one who has transcended from Eka Rupa, the one who has come to Aneka Rupa, sooner or later, he will come to Arupa Ishvara, which is beyond all form. And why should we come to Arupa Ishvara? Aneka Rupa Toda Nirthapadada, why can't we stop? Aneka Rupa Ishvara is incomplete because wherever forms are there, their time and space also come. Therefore, Vishwarupa Ishvara is also within time, space and modification. And therefore, Krishna says, I will take you beyond name and form and I will take you to Arupa Ishvara, which is beyond Deshakala, which is called Satchidananda Swarupam. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam enamamupayantite. I will give them Arupa Ishvara Jnanam. So thus Krishna introduces Virat Ishvara, Virat Bhakti, and also the Virat Bhakti Phalam. Thereafter, from verse number 12 to 18, Arjuna presents a request to Lord Krishna, because Arjuna feels that he is not yet ready for Arupa Ishwaraha. Because from Eka Rupa Ishvara, we can never directly go to Arupa Ishvara. It is such a big jump. So, between Eka Rupa Ishvara and Eka Rupa Ishvara Nainartham, God as a person. Between Eka Rupa Ishvara and Arupa Ishvara, we all require an intermediary stage. What is that stage? Aneka Rupa Ishvara. We have to learn to appreciate. I have to learn to see the creation as God. And only when I see creation as God, Raga and Dvesha will become feebler, weaker and weaker. Otherwise, there will be strong Ragadvesha. And with a strong Ragadvesha, one can never come to Nirguna Ishvara. Adanala, how to neutralize Ragadvesha? Everything is the manifestation of the Lord. How can I be attached to something and how can I reject something? Nothing is rejectable in the creation. Nothing I hate. Hatred as an internal emotion. It does not mean if there is a cobra, you should take the cobra in hand. you can keep safe distance, but mentally I accept that also as an integral part of the creation. So mentally I don't reject anything or hate anything. So thus raga dvesha nivrityartham, from ekarupa we have to go to anekarupa. Therefore Arjuna requests Lord Krishna, hey Krishna, please give me some more details regarding Vishwarupa Ishvara or Aneka Rupa Ishvara and also his glories that we find, directly perceived or enumerated in the scriptures. And therefore, from verse number 12 to 18, we get Arjuna's request for Vishwarupa Ishvara Varnanam and Vishwarupa Ishvara Vibhuti Varnanam. Vibhuti means what? The glory. And why should Arjuna ask for the glories of Vishwarupa Ishvara? Arjuna himself gives the logic also. I cannot visualize the Vishwarupa with my mind because the Vishwarupa Ishvara is too vast for me to conceive of. I have got a limited mind and sense organ that if I see in this direction, I cannot see what is here. So with this limited sense organs, how can I meditate upon the Vishwarupa, the totality? If I have to worship Mother India, where will I put flowers? Because such a vast country. Therefore, what is the best method? When it is too big, you invent a symbol like a flag or Bharata Mata Devi, picture version. Then in that form, you invoke the entire country and salute. Similarly, Arjuna wants to take any particular object in the creation as a symbol. Symbol means what? Alambanam. Just as we take a piece of saligrama to invoke Lord Vishnu, a small flame to invoke Devi, a lump of turmeric powder to invoke Ganapati, Arjuna wants a few alambanam symbols to invoke. And therefore he says, Yabhir vibhutibhir lokan imamstvam vyapya tishthasi katham vidyamaham yogin tvam sada parichintayan keshu keshu cha bhaveshu chintyosi bhagavanmaya. Chintyosi means I can meditate upon you. This was Arjuna's request and Krishna accepts to fulfill Arjuna's request, and therefore we get from 19th verse up to the 41st verse Krishna's enumeration of some of his vibhutis. Vibhuti means what? Glories. So Krishna says, any glorious thing in the creation is my glory. Our earth itself is surviving because of sun. Sun can be taken as a symbol for worship. And that's what we have done also. Daily morning we invoke the Lord in the Surya. But if sun is not there, what to do? Light a lamp. Fire is very important for my survival. And therefore flame, Agni becomes a symbol. Vayu becomes a symbol, Bhumi becomes a symbol. And why? You take your own body, any organ is a glory of Lord. We can never create any organ. Adha maintain pandrathe kashtapattirukkom. I is a glory. So in the Upanishad, இந்தோகவை நாமைஷா யோயம் தட்சிணாக்ஷன் புருஷா. மெடிடேட் அப்பான் யுவர் ஐ ஆஸ் ஈஸ்வரா. இன் விச் கல்ச்சர் யூ கேன் சீ தட் மெடிடேஷன் அப்பான் யுவர் வெரி ஐ ஆஸ் காட். பிகாஸ் தி க்ளோரி ஆஃப் தி ஐ, தி மோர் யூ திங்க், தி மோர் வண்டர்ஃபுல் இட் இஸ். சோ தட் Krishna enumerates a set of vibhutis. Some of them found in the scriptures, some of them are found right in the creation. I don't want to go to the details, we have seen that in the class. But in the beginning and the end, Krishna mentions two important ones. And what are they? In the beginning, he says, the very consciousness or the very life principle, because of which your material body is a sentient one, not like one of the statues of Marina. Marina la nare statues irukku, but it cannot do anything. Crow will be sitting on the top of Gandhiji and dropping. Gandhiji has a stick, adha vechinda ota padado. Cannot do that. So what makes the difference between that statue and this body? Both are made up of chemicals. There is also chemical, there is also chemical. But this chemistry is called biochemistry because of the unique invisible feature called Chaitanyam. Krishna says that Chaitanyam is the greatest glory of mine. And then at the end Krishna says, not only consciousness is my glory, in fact the very existence of the world really does not belong to the world, it is lent by me. Like what? The very existence of the ornament does not belong to the ornament, it belongs to what? Gold. How do you prove? Remove the gold and try to keep the ornament. So when you say ornament is, the very existence comes from gold. When you say desk is, the existence comes from the wood. When you say world is, the existence comes from the basic stuff of the creation called Ishvara. Thus starting with the chit, Krishna concludes with the Sat, all are my glories. But the problem is, Chit and Sat are Nirguna Swarupam. Therefore, meditating upon Nirguna Chit is difficult. Meditation on Nirguna Sat is difficult. And therefore, you take any Saguna Swarupam. So, you can take a river and worship. You can take the cow and worship. You can take anything and meditate upon that as God. And then in conclusion, Krishna says, hey Arjuna, until now I said, I am in the creation in the form of various glories. Really speaking, I am not in the creation. But the creation is in me. Gold is not in the ornaments. Gold is not in the ornaments. All the ornaments are namarupas resting on gold. All the ornaments are names and forms resting on one gold. Similarly, God is not in the creation. On the other hand, creation is a bunch of names and forms. Bunch of names and forms resting on the fundamental cause, that is me. And if you are not satisfied with these glories, Krishna says, you can add your own. And he gives a clue how to add to the list. Yadyad vibhutimat sattvam श्रीमदूर्जितमेवव तत्तदेव अवगच्छत्वं मम तेजोंश संभवम् एनिथिंग वंडरफुल यू सी दैट इज द ग्लोरी ऑफ द लॉर्ड एनिथिंग पवरफुल यू सी इट इज द ग्लोरी ऑफ द लॉर्ड द एटमिक एनर्जी विच वॉज नॉट डिस्कवर्ड बिफोर Now that atom is what? Again, the glory of the Lord. And Krishna says, these glories can never be exhaustively mentioned because it is inexhaustible. Because from the ant onwards, everything has got its own glory. Bird has got its own glory. They say the aerodynamics of the bird is never repeatable by any aeroplane. So even though aeroplane is designed based on a bird, Paravai Kandan, na, cinema part, you must be remembering, other Gita Navam Riko, cinema part Navam Riko, Paravai Kandan, Vimanam Padaitan, Riko, Liyo. So, even though we are trying to imitate a bird, they say we have not been able to. The aerodynamics of the bird is, similarly the spider's web, they are trying to imitate, they have never been able to. Therefore, you can take a web and meditate instead of getting angry with spider. So, one bhakta beautifully says, Asita giri samam syad kajjalam sindhu patre suravara tarushakha lekhani patra murvi likhati yadi grihitva sharada sarvakalam tadabhi tava gunanam isha paramna yati. So one bhakta beautifully writes, he says, suppose Saraswati Devi herself plans to write all the glories of the Lord. Saraswati, namukita aravarai. Saraswati is the goddess of learning. Saraswati plans. And what should she do? She took a pen. And one pen is not enough. Therefore, she had hundreds of pens made out of all the heavenly trees. Ingelan deforestation, vandan chuli. All the heavenly trees she took. Suravara taru shakha lekhani. So millions of pens she kept. And what is the letter pad? Local letter pad not enough. Urvi. She took the entire surface of the earth as the letter pad. And then she wanted ink. In those days they dip in the ink in the right. The entire ocean was emptied. And in the place of water, ink was kept. And what is the weight of the ink? The weight of Himalayas. Asita giri samam syat, Himalaya mountain. Asita giri samam syat, kajjalam sindhu patre, suravara tarushakha lekhani patra murvi. And Saraswati started writing the glories of the Lord. Enna kya arambicha? Enna kyo arambicha? And continuously writing without going to sleep, without eating. Likhati yadi grihitva sharada sarvakalam. Even if Saraswati Devi keeps on writing all the time, this bhakta says, tadapi tava gunanam isha paramna yati. Still, Saraswati will not be able to exhaust your glories. And therefore Krishna tells, hey Arjuna, I cannot exhaust, time is up and the 10th chapter will never end and therefore I have given you samples, the rest you can build up. And having said that I am in the world in the beginning, Krishna concluded saying, I am not in the world, whereas the world is in me. And this last verse becomes the seed for Vishwarupa Darshana Yoga. So when we say God is in the world, it is called Vibhuti Yoga. When you say the world is in God, that is called Vishwarupa Darshana Yoga. Both we must be able to appreciate. See the water in wave, that is also an appreciation. See all the waves in water, that is also another form of appreciation. And since the glories of the Lord have been talked about in this chapter gets the title Vibhuti Yogaha, a chapter dealing with Ishvara's Mahima. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.